o'clock. We're going to open a meeting, just so everybody knows. As soon as we open the meeting, everything's recorded. It's the state of Vermont law. You don't have to like it. I don't. Additions and deletions to the agenda. We don't have any apparently, which is good. Are you here for citizen input?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sort of.
Well, or it is on the bottom of the agenda to discuss the rates. You might want to bump that up.
Well, that would be us discussing it and looking at the actual numbers and all that stuff,
but
right?
That's what it's input
on. But its input's going to be on that. So if we can just jump over this three town office addition, unless you want to get tangled up in that. Nope. I didn't think so. So we can jump over that and we'll go to citizen input. So you're up.
I'm up.
Now you can run.
Oh, now I can run.
Oh, you got permission. Now so
I can
you're good
run
to go.
All I want. Well, good. But that was my opinion, boys. I mean, I feel that they are worth it.
Yeah, so just to recap, there was some discussion going on before the recording started.
Mm-hmm.
And that you guys are here to recommend that we do something about the pay for the road people.
That's right. That's what I'm here for. And I feel that, like I said, by talking to other people that I've talked to, everybody says, well, I ain't going to work. Yeah, they don't pay nothing. Well, I think you do pay something, as it is right now. But to hire in any new man, you're going to have to pay a lot more.
The world
has changed.
Has changed a lot.
Not for the better.
I can lean, you know, I personally have had this discussion more than once, and I think I told you weeks ago, you know,
yeah,
gotta change.
Every year.
We kind of have this discussion every year, and one of the things that it's gonna, and Ricky, God bless Ricky for doing what he does, and it's all good intentions, but he's, that's too much, so we fight about it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, we don't get along all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But
we disagree a lot.
We disagree a lot. That's fine. We've been working since I got elected. Anyways, we've been working to slowly but surely.
He's been here 21 years.
Ramp this stuff up.
And I've helped him a little bit, which I'm not worth nothing. But
well,
I do help him a little bit if I can.
If you're working, you get paid. So.
And
but what I see is exactly what I think you're seeing is we're coming to we've worked it up a lot, so the cliff ain't as steep as it could have been if we'd have took his advice for all this time and just really kept it down even more.
Mm-hmm.
The town, when I'm gone, he's gone, all that, somebody's got to face this cliff of, if I'm going to go downtown, put up an ad, say, I need somebody to come here and drive trucks and manage this budget, take care of all this stuff, manage all these projects, do all this work. You're going to hire somebody for what we're paying. Mm-hmm. And I fully agree with personally what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean,
I've been leaning hard as I can for the last four and a half years.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But we also have to work within how much are we gonna dump all at once on the taxpayer? So we've been trying to turn the knob slowly. We may not have turned it fast enough because of COVID kind of ratcheted everything up.
But you look at all of the years being back, not getting paid.
No, I know.
You look at, you're getting paid, but you're getting paid peanuts compared to everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, probably pre-2020, we were probably pretty competitive. You go look back, but then everybody else went crazy after COVID, and we kind of didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think they got it. They went like this, and we didn't follow that steep trend because we were trying not to. We were trying, hoping that maybe it wouldn't continue forever, but it's gonna. So there's not much we can do.
Our trend went down when we.
Yeah.
Insurance went sky high.
Insurance still keeps going sky high.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta consider that part of your wage.
We're looking at. So what we do to, and I heard multiple, I've had this discussion, but So tonight, we actually have a line item on the agenda later on. If you want to stick around, it's fine. But it's going to be a little bit about to discuss. Every year, we have to talk about what are we going to pay this person, and what are we going to pay road commissioners, what are we going to pay you, what are we going to pay anybody.
Yeah, that works, yeah.
And we try to fit that into the... We had to swing a stick at the budget last year and try to roll that into that budget so we don't surprise the taxpayers too terrible, right? And I, don't get me wrong, I 100% know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm a taxpayer, I've been here my whole life, and I pay taxes like everybody else.
Well, I would be thrilled to death to pay more taxes to Town of Eden, to pay the help of the Town of Eden more money.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
the other half the taxes that we pay that leave here in $600,000 chunks and go south, I have a problem with those.
Yeah. So, but that's the way it is.
So what we're doing is we look at that budget, and in our minds we're thinking about that part of it that continues to just strangle us. So, I mean, I said it to somebody. We're up here counting shovelfuls of gravel to make sure we don't overspend. To try to mitigate the stupid increases coming out of the state. So, trust me, your concerns have been heard clearly.
Yeah, but I mean the concerns have heard, but do something about it.
We're gonna we got to do more. More.
I mean they're worth it.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody, Harold, has said that. I've sat on this board, and we got away from the percentages,
so yeah, we got away from that.
We got Ryan more, I think, since I've been on this board.
I haven't talked about it at all.
No, but I'm just saying in here. And what did I say about we've got to make sure that Ryan gets up there with everybody else? But then you said, well, I don't worry about that. But we tried to make sure that, your responsibility is into there. And we've tried to jump up and jump up and keep going up into there.
I think we've probably gained more in the payroll since I got elected here than they have in a lot of years. I don't know that for sure, and I didn't look it up, but I would guess that that's a true statement. Because we've been, and it ain't got nothing to do with me. It's just got to do with the way the world turns and how we're trying to turn this knob, you know.
But like I'm saying right now, like with Ricky, he has his own business. Ryan don't want to be here, period. The only reason he's here is because he don't want to leave his father, because he can't get no help to come and help him.
Right, no, I agree.
And so if you raise the pay ain't everything, because I mean, you could probably pay him $100 an hour and he still wouldn't want to be here.
Well, there's something to be said for that too, yeah.
You know.
A lot of, if you look at what we do where I work, and anybody that quits, they do exit interview. 90% of the time, it's not the money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
People stay because they like the work, or they like the people they're working with, they like what they're doing, and the money is many times is secondary.
Yeah, right. You got to like what you're doing.
You got to like what you're doing. You must like what you're doing. You're out there in the buckle over here.
Yeah, you don't want to...
I saw it.
You got to get up in the morning and... want to go, not
right.
say, I got to go there again?
Well, that's right, and that's a big thing, too. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, we've heard, I completely understand it. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on it as hard as we can.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like Bush said, we've been turning the screw for ever since I started here. They were doing it before I started.
I mean, I would really consider it hard, boys. I mean, I don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. I know certain people are going to say, oh, Jesus, you can't pay them out. They ain't worth that.
Yeah, and I don't know. Ricky told me once there, what was that one place we were talking about? They were paying everybody a lot of money, but they cut their hours or they cut their...
Yeah.
Who was that? I forget. We talked about it so many times, different stuff, but...
Oh, when these towns go union and their pay goes up and they have to keep renegotiating their contracts and everything else, and they've got a budget they got to set by, we'll just cut your hours back.
Right.
We'll up your pay, but we're going to cut your hours back because we've only got so much money to pay you throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's a struggle too, right? I mean...
Well, it's like I told Raymond Chauvin. When I worked for Raymond, he paid me, say, $15 an hour. He hired a guy off the street and paid him $25.
That sounds like Raymond, yeah.
I'd say to Raymond, business. What the hell? Well, you're full-time. He's only part-time. Soon as the job gets done, I'm going to get rid of him. Well, why don't you pay me $25 when the job's done, get rid of me?
I'll go do something else.
I'll go do something. Oh, no, he ain't going to do that.
Yeah, I know. I worked for Raymond. I think I worked the same job you did, Green River. Yeah. I only worked there a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I worked for Raymond 19 years.
I had enough of that.
Yeah. But I really would, boys, really.
Oh, I
could really consider really paying them up there.
Yep.
And I mean, I know probably they're going to say, a lot of people are going to say, oh, Jesus, what'd you do that for? Well,
Hire somebody. Go out and try to hire somebody.
How many days have you had in the paper to get help?
Well, I've said it more than once. If Ricky decided just because he's sitting here, but if Ricky decided that he was going to move to Florida, because he's had enough of the taxation to death up here, and he's had that, and he's going to sell his shit and move to Florida. And all of a sudden, Butch and I, and whoever gets elected into the position, we got to hire a road commissioner. That's an elected position, but nobody runs for it. What do you do? You got to hire somebody.
That's right.
So, and you got to figure out, what am I gonna pay? The job's probably at least equivalent to what Wickham does with Pike, right? Project manager level, taking care of jobs, doing the budgets, managing the schedules, mm-hmm. plus doing a bunch of the work. Mm-hmm. So probably more than what he does, because he don't do any work.
Yeah.
And rides around the truck.
Yeah.
I had to get
that. You want to let Warren listen to that?
Let Warren listen to that. But, that's a project manager level job, right? Yeah. And I know what those pay out in the world. Yeah. I'm very familiar with it.
But he's not a project manager. He's a laborer. He has to do
all that, too. But he has to come here and talk about the budget and figure out how much we're going to spend on sand and tires and whatever, and whether it's culvert job, if we need help or a piece of equipment or what we schedule it. I mean, it's project management, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's the level of job you're hiring
for. That's like I'm saying. You're running a big business.
Yeah, pretty good size,
It's a big business. $1 million business.
Yeah. Well, the road half is only half, $600,000.
Yeah.
The road half is
the other half over here. I fully agreed.
But anyway.
But the experience that they've got.
He knows where all the culverts are.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I don't know where all the culverts are. I have to go look for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When a hole comes in the road, you know there's a problem.
You know there's a culvert. Somebody called up, big hole in the road, boy.
I'm not here to get you two guys.
No, I understand.
Because I know you're trying to do the best you can.
Yeah, we're walking a fine line, ain't we, Buck?
We'll know at the end.
We'll know at the end how fine the line is. We'll see what happens.
See if we accidentally fall down the steps.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you got to fall down.
Yeah. But you do need to really consider it. Consider it, but do it.
Yeah, there's no disagreement here, buddy.
No, I know they ain't. I know they ain't, yeah, but just like with Ricky, I've been arguing with him for a long time, and we fought with him for 10 years before we got a pickup truck.
I know.
He drove his own freaking pickup truck.
He's
put his own gas in the pickup truck. And
I get it.
Finally, we got a pickup truck now. Is town any poorer because we got a pickup truck?
We probably make it.
No.
But you know who he's related to.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
But I do. I know your guy's job.
Yeah. It ain't
it. Nobody else wants it.
Nope.
You're in it for life. Butch wanted to get done and see where he's at. He still is.
Well, people just didn't speak up, so I find out. So that was the problem.
That's fine.
That won't happen
again. That was
to me.
Fine. That worked out perfect.
No, but you need Butch. You need somebody in here. It's got a little common sense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He keeps us... Ricky and I kind of go sometimes, and he'll... Now, boy.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps us not too far this way, not too far that way.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's my appeal put on it, and I've run my mouth enough to you guys, so...
Well, appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
No.
How are you doing?
Thank you.
Oh, I went today to the doctor's. Oh, I ain't been old bastard. It's pain's been something fierce. My neck, I can't sleep.
You got spinosis?
No, I got three broken vertebrae in my neck and one in my back.
Widowmaker.
Tree fell on my head.
Oh, a tree fell on your head. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, Harold. Saturday.
Bastard. That sucks. Well. Yeah. Yeah, and you don't heal up like you did when you were 20.
No.
Well, wish you the best on that, buddy.
Yeah. What it is.
I guess I won't see you driving the bucket loader next week. We'll give you a week off. Take care of that.
Give him a couple weeks.
Yeah, I told him.
Okay, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Harold.
But anyway.
Well.
That's my thought.
It's nice to have people that want to get involved. That we sit up here alone most.
I mean, right.
Go to town meeting. There's 50.
You know how I felt about the whole situation.
Go to town meeting. There's 55 people there out of 1,400 registered voters.
Yeah.
And how many? I don't know how many votes they get for the school budget, but it ain't more than
72.
72. I thought maybe they'd get 100. For Christ's sake.
60, no, I think 60, they had. Yeah. I think you had 70 something voters. Total.
Was it 70 total? Yeah. I didn't look at the number, but it's
I don't
like
even
it's,
know how many
it's discouraging.
Town meeting,
you know,
I don't
think
there. Much more than 50 at town meeting was there.
We got 50, I think.
You want many there.
Want many there.
Guess you don't even a couple hours and you're done now. So.
Used to be all day and had lunch.
Used to be all day and half the night, yeah, sometimes.
Have lunch and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. So at citizens' input, we got to go back to. Looks like we might have some contractors here. Yes, no, not you. You.
This is Chad.
Chad. So we're going back to number three, town office edition discussion with some potential contractors. So I assume somebody knows what we're talking about, because I don't.
Well, we were looking at the.
Yeah, right.
About
I tried to get. So I'll fall on my sword. I tried
Chad's
to get.
Chad's here to look, I think, to talk about. He does framing and
framing
and
stuff.
Yeah, and finish whatever you need to do on the buildings and stuff in there. And I believe that's what you're here for.
Yeah, I'm from Preferred Building Systems, modular company down in Fairmont, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Are you the ones that bring them in chunks and set them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were talking about that. Somebody must have told you. Awesome.
And I think that's what you may do that.
Yeah, I mean, I build prefabricated walls and, you know, get things done in a hurry, but it's not a completely finished unit that we're going to drop in.
No. I don't think yours is either.
It's not completely finished, but it's insulated, sheetrocked.
Yeah, you just set the wall.
Wired.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So they need to what? Look at our plans and our documents.
We
and
need
all
to talk
stuff.
About, I guess, whatever you'd cycle. We've decided that we were going this route, right?
Yeah.
That's why I talked to Chad and we called him because we thought we were going to break it up to see if we could try to bring it down where we can afford it.
Yeah.
I thought. It was the dirt work and the concrete work, and then looking for somebody to get the clothes, and then they both need to know what the work and the details
are. Hard copies of red line plans.
We're going to ask for them.
Did we get somebody from the concrete company to give us a price?
I got a request to help, but I don't have them back yet.
Okay. All right. Because like I said, with the vault, if we're building a vault, I just build. That's the reason why we're doing the addition is to build a vault.
Yeah.
If I don't know what came out with the concrete part of it.
Yeah. Well, we can show them the framing if we with the concrete right the house what we're doing the siding, the windows, and then they can see if it's something they because that you're not really interested in taking it from the dirt work up through, are you?
No, not this far out.
No. Yeah. And you do.
I have a contractor I work with that would be. You know, has the ability to do that.
Okay, all right. Well,
right. So she's going to print you up some stuff.
We're working on it.
Yeah, it talks. And I got, if you guys got email addresses, I would assume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got red line. So we had these blueprints built from the, but a lot of the stuff we decided, wow, that's way too much money. They were using Mikey blocks or whatever, ICF
blocks.
Foam for everything. It drove the concrete price off the chart. You know, I want to say for three walls and then a wall across, and then the vault was two stories at the end, 10 feet, two walls, $160,000 or $170,000. Some ridiculous concrete cost.
The price we got from Ireland was what,
99. And that was for traditional concrete with two levels up. I've got a request out right now to get bids from a local concrete guy to do traditional concrete basement wall, basement vault, and then the build, if that changes, the build and top would have to be a fire resistant room 10 feet out from this end. So I don't know exactly the specs for that, but I think they offset the studs or something and use 3-4 sets of sheetrock or whatever they do.
Yeah, it's probably got to be like a 3-hour
fire. Yeah, it's 3-hour firewall.
Well, we're hoping to get 3-hour if we could get it into that, because it doesn't have to be. Just to still be fired.
Make sure that has those red lines in it. Did they print red or are they just stripes?
No, it prints.
She'll get some copies of that. It's going to be 24 by 40, right?
24 by 40.
Yeah.
Attached to this building.
Yeah. Attached to this building.
So all we're talking to these guys about is putting that building on.
Yep.
We aren't talking about have them knock out the walls or do all these other window stuff. We
can price it.
That would be something.
Price them both ways.
If you had time, you'd be interested in. Or is this too far out?
Depends on when it's going to happen, that's all. I mean, I know this summer.
Well, so what we're kind of looking at is, it'd be nice if we could dig a hole and get some concrete and get a shell on.
Water tub. That's what we're kind of looking
then
at.
Then we can hire.
The shell I could do with it. It's everything else that's going to be.
Then we can hire piece at a time, if, you know, once it's dried in.
It's a good winter project.
Even if the windows ain't in.
And that was something that...
Or whatever. I'm talking about stick belt.
Chad said you guys might be interested in doing...
You guys would have windows in it and everything.
Inside the bar and set it, right? Whatever they could do before it got real cold, was look out the windows and change windows and stuff like that.
There's a bunch of documentation that we wrote up. It's fairly detailed description of everything that needs to be done. So hopefully it matches the red lines on the print where we struck out a bunch of stuff on the print. It's close. It's not, I doubt if it's perfect. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. You kept asking if it was printing stuff.
Yeah, it has. As long as your print has information only here on this specs page, then on any of these other pages, most of the strikeouts are on this page here. You can see the red little teeny, fairly fine red lines. You know, we don't need this, we don't need this, we don't need this. Because this is the plan that we got broke the bank.
The engineer, hired an engineer to design it.
We hired an engineer to design it.
And they did all this efficiency stuff.
Right to Vermont
State. Well, I know, like when you start going into a municipal building, you start putting additions on, you have to bring everything up to code. Like this building's grandfathered.
That's right.
And then now, if it's over a certain square footage, then you have to bring everything up to code. Maybe you need a sprinkler. Maybe you need...
We're not over that. We're all good with the fire marshal.
Right, well...
We already fixed that.
I'm just saying,
no.
Everything has to be brought up to code. There needs to be ADA...
We do have to have those.
Yeah, so... There is a, you know...
But what he, you know, he has an R60 something in the ceiling, and he went to all the efficiency, whatever the state recommends for a new building, for everything, and it was way overkill. You're going to bolt it to this place. It was built in 1973.
Well, I know. Yeah.
So why do we want to seal that up, you know, that tight? They tested this place.
Yeah, and it was...
Mid VHV come here, and efficiency
came off. Yeah, this thing sealed up the air test. They did it, and it
passed even with the flying colors. So...
But there is work that will, at some point that will come into here. They'll put new siding, new windows in, and the ramp at some point will need to be brought up to code here. And this room gets redone over as well.
You're gonna print
the only thing that we're not is that office in there.
Yeah, right.
You're gonna print
except for windows.
The windows. All the windows and the siding.
All new windows.
The exterior part.
Vinyl siding. And as you see, what we want that addition, we don't want it one long plane, so that addition needs to be, I think they said 6 or 9 inches, I think, above that. It's not too far. We're not really critical about that. We're pretty flexible.
So you don't want it to look like a bowl.
No,
and the ceiling can match up there, so you don't have to fool with that, but the floors need to be. But that's all in sheet print here, the words that go with that.
Yep.
That blueprint. And if you got any questions or whatever, you can get all of Melissa.
Yep.
And if it's something that she doesn't know or can't write that right off, she knows how to get a hold of us.
Yep.
Real quick, and we can answer whatever you need answered. So we're kind of looking for somebody to say it'll cost this much to put this on there. If you don't want to do the improvement work, I guess we don't care. If you want to set a shell on there with all the windows and doors in it, whether it's insulated or not, however you want to bid it, throw some numbers at us so we can kind of figure out. We got some what I considered absolutely ridiculous bids when we put it out to the world.
Yeah.
I know stuff's expensive. I thought those were horseshit.
Yeah.
I know better than that.
But it's basically two sides, three-sided buildings,
right?
Open.
Yeah. Open.
There's no partitions.
Partitions. There's hardly any electrical work. You got to run some outlets around and some data lines. That's it. Right. A couple rows of lights.
No bathroom.
In this.
Yeah.
Okay. Here.
It's just one great big open room, except for that other end was 10 by 24.
10 by 24.
The upstairs framed up for sheetrock and try to get a 3-hour with a door in there if we can get that.
Ten, and a stairway.
Yep, and a stairwell going down to the bottom.
I know stuff's expensive, but holy shit.
And there is, yeah, this is
that was ridiculous.
Town I've, money sure. that they're using, so there's not federal.
I think,
No grants, no nothing.
We've already put the money aside to do this job. Yeah.
So we just got to see
COVID and all the other stuff.
We can make it happen with what we have for money. The longer you wait, the higher it gets.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's why we had gone and we were hoping for one.
I got a
somebody to get it. We had a couple bidders bid on it all.
Eventually, it's gonna have to.
It was just more than we really could afford.
It was kind of ridiculous.
So that's why we're piecemealing it out. We're not trying to screw anybody out. We're just trying to figure out what can we get done in here. So we've been talking about it. If we get it shelled up and it's watertight, then we got something we can look at.
If you look at how much stuff we redlined off of plans and took out of there. The low bid we got for the full Monty, the print that the engineer designed for us, I don't think was that out of the range of what it should have cost based on the print we handed the people that were doing the bids.
Right.
Well, now we went and did all this over again. We had some other people come bid it. They were more than that guy. It's like, what? Wait, we took all this stuff out and there's more money? Something wrong here. So we decided, guess what? We're going to
put it up the bid.
Well, we've already, the way we look at it, our purchasing policy or whatever, we've done our due diligence in putting this thing out to bid and the town elected us to spend their money wisely.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to try to do.
So both to go into there, Tim hit on something in here, we're trying to save into here. We're tax exempt. When they get the material.
Right. So we would fill out a tax exempt form for you to buy any materials you need to do the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way you don't pay the sales tax. Yeah. Right. And that's 6%. I mean, and you're talking 6% on a pretty big number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's worth something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The floor load that they had told us into there, we found out after, is shooting for 100 pounds per square foot.
Yeah. Well,
because of that being a conference room and a media room.
Technically, by code, because we're less than, I had to look this all up the other week. By code, because we're less than 750 square feet of meeting space, we could get by with 80. But we decided, amongst us, that an extra 2x10 on 12
put on instead center, of we figured give it
instead
a
of 16
load,
ain't enough more money,
yeah, so
and we're covered.
Right. An engineer today was working with one, and I just asked him in there, and he said, yeah, that really makes, I didn't ask him the specifics, but he just said, but you add another one and foot on center in there,
yeah,
that really increases your load per square foot.
So I had a choice when
the floor is 40 pounds per square foot, basically on 16 on set, 2x10, and there's around 40 pounds per square foot. So to get to that end of there, and that was in the, Tim did the formula, but I didn't ask him the whole thing, but he was telling me that that substantially
Sure. When you go to,
a lot more about that.
So you got a choice 16 inches on center, and it gives you about over 60 pounds per square foot with 3/4 inch tongue groove, blah, 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 12 foot span, because we're going to put a beam down the middle. Or if the engineered joists are cheaper, fine, I don't care.
Right.
But either way, So, but then the next logical step is not 13 inches or some stupid number that gets you exactly 100, right? So
yeah, no, no.
12 inches on center gives you, I'm going to say near 120, right. But it easily gives you the 100. I did the math, and it's easily gives you 100 pounds a square, and we just decided yeah. It's worth it to have
the
it
extra,
the extra 2x10s ain't enough for
that.
Yeah.
It was worth the effort into it.
Yeah. So that was our thought process there.
Yeah.
Shooting for around 100 pounds a square, or a little over, just to make sure we're coming. The other rule is you can't have more than 50 people if you want to go with the lower pounds per square on a meeting space. So if 51 people walked in there and something bad happened, and we didn't go to the 12 inches on center, you know, so we decided to move it up.
We would entertain if somebody was interested in giving us a separate bid on doing the trim and
sure,
right?
Yep,
absolutely.
I'm just glad well, these two guys are here. I just yep. wanted because we
if these guys are interested in doing that work.
Or, if you're interested, you know, throw in a price at that and give us your time frame to wherever that is. And if one of you are interested in that, we right. got those are in the plans.
In that document,
specs are there for the windows we specced out.
Yeah,
and that, everything into there.
In that Word document, you can tell
here until
which is which.
The girls were ready. We would. This would be the last thing they'd open up to come into here, so the people would be able to work out there.
They don't work on Fridays, so you know, like if they, you could schedule a different to break into here on like on a or Thursday, Friday, you know, whatever it would take.
I'm sure they'd be happy
to take that wall out and.
Yeah.
They'd be happy to take a day off if they had to.
So
probably a week, right?
You have to twist their arms on.
Yeah. A couple, just to be safe. Yeah.
But anyway, okay. You'll be able to, if you got any questions at all, though,
yeah.
I mean, some of it's the best we can do.
It's kind of pretty, it's an open room, so there's no bathroom, no partitions,
and I'll tell you,
other than the
other thing I'm going to tell you, there's bid, quote-unquote, bid sheets attached to the back of that. You have, like, each thing, line item, yeah, don't do that, please. Just ignore those. Those were in the template that we used to build the RFP.
The biggest problem with a lot of things we're getting, they're lump sums. There's no breakdown on anything.
So we tried to force them to break it out. But
there's no breakdown. You know, it's just one lump sum, so you don't know.
Well, a lot of big companies will do that.
I didn't break it out. I broke it out in the back, but I don't know that it's broken out. It might be a little too much broken out, so...
Yeah.
Those this aren't should be a little easier here.
Those aren't mandatory.
You guys are going to do the overhangs. Have got to meet the other. This overhang, you know, it's got to be 6 to 9 inches. But I think they went to 9 in there because we don't really. The ceiling doesn't. The floor has to be in the walls.
Yeah.
And put the roof off and the and have it watertight into there. That would be great. And as Rick said, if somebody wanted to say, okay, that we know, you know what the doors are, if they say, yeah, you know what, we'll put the windows and doors in. And
I assume you guys.
That's one last thing we got to worry about it later on.
If they're bringing it all in panels, you got the wires all in too. It must be. You don't. You do.
With what I do, I'm not gonna. It's gonna be all basically framing walls.
That
I set up. And
Yep. You set the walls up, and then you do the.
Bring them in on my trailer, set them up, and get the frame done in a couple of days.
Well, it'd be great to get a couple bids in here that make sense.
That's what we were saying. A couple of days putting the framing up would be.
Well, it's just a skeleton box.
Yeah,
8 days is a little much.
It would be
8 days is a little much.
Well, you can send an email to Melissa.
Okay.
And she knows how to get a hold of all of us.
I think I got Melissa's.
Yeah, because we're elected. We're quote-unquote elected officials. So, you know, if we piss too many people off this week, we could be a whole different crew next week.
No,
so,
better
can
to
we
go.
Hope?
Well, no, you're
what
good.
Do we have to do?
You're good until next
no way.
March.
Better go through here. You know what I'm saying.
No
we
way.
Try to keep all of info going one place. That way it comes out to the three of us. We all get the same story. Everybody knows what's going on. It's because if you contact Butch directly or me directly or Ricky directly, then,
right.
You know, I know something, you know.
Conflict of interest.
Make it all go through the office and then out to us, and then we can get back to you.
Yep.
Is this something both of you are entertaining or no? You know, I'm not putting anybody on the spot. I just was wondering in here.
I can do the frame up for you, but I mean, the finishes and all that stuff.
Okay. It'd be interesting to see
if we can see your dates and some figures.
Mine is more different. It's more full-on modules.
Yeah, right.
Bring it in probably three boxes.
Set them with a crane.
On the side with a crane.
And put the roof on.
Yeah. The roof would be on, probably, and just hinge it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
More money, but probably more complete, too.
Yeah, so I. Mm-hmm. So anyways, it won't be apples to apples bid, but it'll give us, right. At least give us something to look at that yeah. makes
so
sense.
You would put the steel on afterwards?
I don't think we need steel.
We
it's
use
down in the basement?
It's on there.
Oh.
I think we're specking steel. Yeah.
For the roof.
For the roof.
Oh, the steel sheathing, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be done by our contractor.
Afterwards.
We'd grease and ice and water the whole roof to protect
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
And he would...
Come in and
put the metal.
You know,
and the colors are in there and everything. We tried to get looked at what we wanted, so to make it everybody try to come as competitive as we could, bidding wise. So without
right.
one person, well, this, that. So we spent a lot of time.
Yeah, you know, we got the window part numbers called out. We got the door part numbers called out. We got the roof in color called out. Mm-hmm. Manufacturer. That way you don't get wild.
Right.
We were trying to do our due diligence way back yeah. then, and it's just been downhill ever since. He's like. So
we didn't want it to look like a smoke shop. We just wanted it to look similar to what we already have.
Kind of like that.
All different colors.
At this point, do we have, just if you both could kind of give us your time frame on what you're looking at in here, because at this point we're hoping that if we were doing the whole thing, it was going to be done by November, but at this point, we're just kind of hoping to get something somewhere off the line.
Right.
Man, Rick knew that was his hole. Yeah. The hole started, so we say there.
It ain't going to take long to put a hole in the ground here, that's for sure.
So we got some reasonable bids on dirt work. We don't have what I consider a reasonable bid on the concrete work, but we're working on that.
Yeah.
If we can get that concrete work bid back in here, and then I think we'll be in good shape. And I leaned on the guy today, and I didn't get nothing, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's hard. Everybody's so busy.
Anybody that wants to work is working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they're good for something.
One of the things I see, to speak of, it's going to get more and more expensive. I drive from here to Essex back every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I see popping up side the road? More and more, all the way from here to Essex. This house is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
This house is for sale.
Yeah.
There's three.
Staters are coming in.
There's two or three more signs out there now between here and Essex than there was last week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they're asking for the houses.
Nothing.
No. Yeah, but those for sale signs are popping up. Popping up.
500 to a million.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, that'll drive the price eventually. That'll start driving the price, which will then drive the price of contracting houses. No offense, but that's what happens. You know, you've been in the business. You know what happens. There's houses for sale cheaper than you can build one.
Mm-hmm.
Then people buy houses instead of buildings.
Yeah.
I keep seeing that. I'm going to keep watching it. There's a camp for sale on the lake, for Christ's sake. First time I've heard of a camp for sale up there forever.
Mm-hmm.
They sell it?
Oh, there's two.
There's
no.
One on the back side.
The one on the back side.
The one
on the back side of Lake Eden.
$660,000.
No, I don't think
that
it will.
That one's a little pricey.
But that one goes, that just to camp?
No. If you get both. You get two 10-acre lots with it.
Here.
Oh.
Our small ones.
Yeah. You get both 10-acre lots with that camp to go with it.
He's took a chance.
Who's
this?
Whose camp is it?
He's Arrow Tobacco.
Oh, Arrow's
it. It's right next to White's, right?
Yeah,
Arrow. He's got the lots up back.
Two lots up back in a camp. You have that for $660,000.
Yeah. I didn't realize Dean Talbot had a lot over there, too.
He does.
With 10 acres.
Yeah, up on the other side of the road.
Yeah. I like spaghetti lots down in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Bob Yanni.
So you wanted to have questions on anything?
We've bombarded him with
quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you both.
Thank you guys for coming. I know it's a long
appreciate
trip
it.
For you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I mean, I can give you a couple of cords too.
Yeah, there you go.
Soon I have some.
We'll talk.
Later.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll talk soon. Thank you very much, Wallace. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Looks like you're going to head for the bathroom.
No, I'm going to go take him while you, because she's going to talk.
Got to grab him out of my truck.
Oh.
Gave away my last one.
Oh, I see.
He's a sales guy.
Yeah. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Be right back.
So if he can talk, I'm going to hold him.
Nice excuse, Ricky.
Nice excuse.
Come see me.
All right, so
go see Grampy, don't give up.
Yeah. That was three. We've already done citizens input pretty good. Five is the beach, so you're up.
All right.
Any big news? I see
well,
you had
guys
a big.
I had a nice email.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Oh,
I sent it to you.
A complaint?
Oh, this is a complaint.
Yeah. Did you not read your packet?
It was all good. Tim, Melissa took great care of it.
Yep, thanks. Next.
I was going to say, basically what it is just they're mad because I was charging, I charged a town person for pavilion, and they don't feel that they should have to pay for the pavilion.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
This hand, and this hand. Which one gets full for? Oh, you're
Melissa
done.
Did a great job sending an email.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Was she happy after?
I haven't heard anything. That's what I asked. I didn't see it on there, so I figured it must be there.
Yeah.
I think they just misunderstood the thing. When I read it, I said, I think she's misunderstanding who pays for it and what happens and stuff in there.
Right.
Because I think a lot of people thought that our taxes come in, and they know it's self-run, self-efficient.
Yeah, I mean, unless they want us to put it on the regular budget and raise the taxes.
Well, exactly.
We can do that.
And then.
Thank you. That's a good letter. I just read that.
Excuse me.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Never know. I'm not
one. Everybody gets one.
Build some for me.
Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Take
my
care.
Pleasure.
Yep.
Yeah. And.
Hold about. Yeah.
Thank you.
To the boss, will you? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a
good
evening.
Yeah.
Check
out
our website too.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they're on TV too.
Yeah,
the Valleys, yeah.
Yeah, they're seeing on TV.
That's where you see them.
we have somebody who's asking to rent RV 1 and 2 for all of September. We currently do not have anybody booked for it. They are willing to book it under two different names, so it's 2 weeks under one name, 2 weeks under the other. But I wanted to make sure with you guys that it was okay, because it says in the rules that we're only supposed to book those two sites for 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
It's so that it doesn't become a seasonal site. That's what we're trying to do is if somebody is looking to get a site, we don't want to book everything so that one person has that as a seasonal site and then somebody else doesn't get to use it. But if it's not booked, first come, first serve.
That's right. And if they switch the name just 2 weeks
ago. We just don't want to make it a seasonal site.
Right. Okay, I just
want to. Because we made them, said that they pull the camper out and then nobody's there, they turn it
back in. Yeah, they move it back in.
That's what we'd said before, because we've had this before. We just said, they say when they hook on, they move that back in there, nobody's done it, no, you sign it back in, and that's two more weeks to you. Because
it's kind of management discretion at some level. You know. You know well enough to know that it's 2 weeks and 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know nobody's looking for it in September anyways.
No.
Yeah.
I just figured it gave us money coming in.
Their first come, first serve, it's not the whole summer.
Perfect.
If they came in May and said, I want to rent this for the whole summer.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah.
Want to rent it for 4 weeks in a row? Yeah, you know what? Jack up your camper at the end of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Unjack it. Because there's state laws, and I'm pretty sure, I always say this, but I never looked it up yet. There's a state law that says you have to have so many transient sites for every so many.
Yes.
There is. That's what we have.
Or something.
And there's some our agreement is more or less was with Lakeview.
Right. But there's a state law.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a state law that says if you don't have so many transient sites, you become a trailer park.
Right. You got to have some slow.
And I don't know. I should look it up. I just know it's true.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know. It's booked with that. With them taking those two sites, we'll be booked basically starting next week straight through the summer.
Good job.
With a few days here or there.
Beautiful.
And then the last thing is, I just want to get your permission before we send these out. Pam and I have looked over them. We're having some difficulties with the seasonals and just around following rules and whether or not what I'm saying is a rule. And so.
You're the manager. What you say is the rule.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure that I'm going to send these out, and then I came up with a written warning thing so that if we do have to give them the three strikes, it's documented.
It's all in the rules.
Yeah.
And they've all got copies of them.
So.
Thank you. Did you already read this?
No, I haven't.
You need the privilege.
Yep. And hers is just a shorter version of the rules that are
basically yeah, it's just for the camping stuff around how many people when they have visitors come in.
Vehicle per site.
Yeah. So those are really our big issues.
Is there changes compared to the one we signed before?
No. Okay. These are pulled right out of the rules.
Okay. That's what I'm just asking. Usually you put it in red for us, so we mm-hmm. make sure that we pay
attention. So this is like a reminder.
Yes.
And it's just about camping.
And this is kind of a reminder.
That is, you don't want, because right now it's just word of mouth. Like we go up, we have a conversation, we give them the reminder, but then the next day we're going through the same thing again.
Yep.
And so that way it's
good job. I like that.
Is that the same group?
Well, you know, so, rules for all.
Right, and I just like things black and white and covering, and Pam agreed that having it written would be best to...
Well, all this is in the rule packet right. they get when they rent the site.
Correct.
Yes.
This we even just about the warning. Even about the section, just pulled
copy
out.
Copy and paste it word
yeah.
for word.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah, okay.
Perfect.
So I don't read it over then if it's word for word, then that's fine.
So you're going to send this to every camper.
Correct. I'm going to go hand it.
Just reminder. Here's yes. a reminder. Here's yes. a reminder. You remind everybody.
Correct.
That way you haven't singled anybody out until yep. it's time to single anybody out.
Yeah. Perfect. And then if it's the written warning, then you guys will get a copy of any written warnings that we hand out.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds really good.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah. The problem, like we had the same thing when we like with the tent. Remember we had the problem with the tent? I mean, we had rules. We had areas all set up. They come in and they
had to build
they set their tents wherever they want. We ended up having
the pits down on it.
Yeah.
The kids couldn't go down yeah. and fish. And
that's what those fences yeah. are working out. Good?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
perfect.
So, I mean, the thing is, some of the campers don't feel that that's their home up there, so they don't have to follow the same rules as everybody else. But the rules are the rules
the
for
rules
everybody.
Rules.
Whether I'm there for a week and there for the season, I mean, the rules are the rules.
Rules are the rules.
If you've got guests that come in, they got to pay to come in.
Yeah.
And you own them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was some of the comments, which is why we went with this, is some of the comments is, well, I rent this, so this is my home, so I don't invite people over to have to pay to come in.
Wrong answer.
No, you do. And then they're trying to get around it with, like, office hours versus beach open hours. And
they're going to use the beach, and they're not from the town of Eden, then they have to pay to come in.
Yeah. And I've said, like, you can, if you come in every Friday night, that's fine. Get a season pass, and then you just show me the last season pass, and you're good to go. So
what's the shutoff time for not paying?
I don't think you have an official one.
No, it is in the rules. Hold on.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
I think it's 9.
Hold on.
That's just when you close.
So,
when you close,
no.
close.
So it's
when,
when.
Is there a period in between while you're opening and close?
That's what I'm saying. After a certain time.
I don't think so.
I didn't think so. I thought.
No, in the rules it says that. Hold on, I've got to find where it is. Give me a minute.
That's one of the things we need to clarify.
All campers and visitors to campers must register at the manager's before entering campground must pay regular day fee. Day visiting hours in the campground are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Total number of visitors per site may be limited at the discretion of the managers.
Right.
Visitors is not to exceed 4 people total.
So you
can't. Sorry, I need to change that. Because
technically,
right now,
you can't get in after 9,
right.
technically.
Yeah.
But I need to change it because currently the way it's working is that at 6 o'clock the office is closing.
Why?
Because she goes home.
I go home.
You go home. But I thought Pam was taking over after 6.
She's there, but it's dinner and that kind of stuff. And the office is closing.
Is that the way that's been going on?
Probably
for the last few years?
I don't know.
We don't know. They did request a drop or a lock box that I bought them 2 years ago for if they weren't right there, people would leave money in, but I don't know.
It is there.
Technically, they're supposed to pay, and they
right.
have a lockbox.
They should be dropping it in the box if nobody's...
Yeah.
And I have a sign on the lockbox.
Because if you go into a parking garage, no matter if you go in for 20 minutes or you go in for all day,
you
still got to pay.
You're going to pay. They ain't going to let you out until you do it either.
Yeah, and if I'm going there to deliver a pizza, I can deliver a pizza and leave without paying. But I can't go there and hang out for 3-4 hours without paying. So anyways, make sure your lockbox, big sign.
Yep.
You know, if there's nobody right there. I don't know how prevalent it is, people between 6 and 9 showing up. hard to tell.
But Friday night. If you can get people to actually stop at the office, then right. Pam would have time to come out of her camper
and report. And that's the hard part, is getting people to stop. Like, right now, they just drive right by us. I can be standing out there, and well, they'll still drive right by us.
Maybe after 6 o'clock or whatever. You put the cable across at the bottom of the hill.
Just like at the fire garage, you gotta pay in order to get it to come back out.
The upper gate's open.
Yeah.
That closes at 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the lower gate's closed because you gotta stop the office.
Yep.
And then even during the day, if it gets really busy, you can put that up to kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we ought to think about doing something like that, just to help them out with their managing the traffic and whatever. Yep. So that's not a bad idea, right? I know a lot of campgrounds that are like that.
Yeah.
You know, the
Carmine has an electric thing that you get a key card.
That's right.
When you check into your campsite, that you basically have.
We're not going to get one of those.
No, but it basically allows only certain people into the campground after a certain hour.
Right. So right there where they turn left, you can put something right across the building right there. They're not supposed to drive to the right of the building anyway. So, when they turn left, you put something right there by the office. We can look into that for sure.
Yeah.
Probably worth talking about anyway.
I was going to say, I think a lot of this is just with the reminder for the campers. Hopefully, we'll alleviate some of it.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
And then Matt Grant is coming to fix the
GFCI.
Yeah.
For the pavilions and the security light that's on the beach.
Oh, yeah. I got an emergency call Saturday. Was it Saturday or Sunday? Whatever day they had the band up there.
Saturday.
My sister was trying to call me because they couldn't keep the band on, and it kept popping the GFCIs. And it's like, boys. And I wasn't home, and I'm happy I wasn't. I didn't get home till 8 o'clock. I was on the logs all day.
My understanding is once they switched to Pavilion 1, Pavilion 1 worked, but Pavilion 2 kept flipping breakers. And then, well, it's plugged in.
It's tripping the GFCI, so maybe the GFCI in Pavilion 2 was the one that was stuck and not working.
Yeah.
You need to check it. Probably the one in Pavilion 1 was working, and there some of their equipment was ungrounded.
Yeah.
I play in the band. I do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've ran into this many times.
So Matt's coming tomorrow, and then today I had to add because Vermont Electric Co-op came to fix the light pole, the security light that's on the beach, and they told me that the GFI is also blown there. It's not the actual light, it's the GFI.
The GFI, they fail.
Yeah.
And then they don't trip when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
So the one that was tripping them was probably doing its job. And they plugged into our broken one.
Which would make sense because Pavilion 2 is closer to the building than Pavilion
1. Yeah, who knows?
So.
Could be a lot of things. But my guess is the GFCI that was working was doing the right thing and shutting them down because their equipment's not grounded proper.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they were having a hard time plugging that much stuff into the two plugins that are in each.
That's why I've been offered to play up there more than once. I won't do it. There ain't enough power.
Yeah.
If I do it, I bring a generator.
Yeah.
There ain't enough juice.
So that's it. That's all we got.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you get the?
I love it when it's almost a non-issue.
Lifeguard signed up at Smug.
One did not pass the swim test, and the other has not shown for her swim test.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm hoping that she's supposed to come tomorrow. Hopefully she doesn't cancel again on me, and then we'll be able to.
The other one gonna retake it, or can she can't?
She needs to do some work on her swim skills to be able to do it. She can only swim the distance that's required with goggles and a snorkel, and the Red Cross won't allow you to have either on to take the test. So she's gonna work on it this year with hopes to be able to come back next year and redo it.
Okay.
Fingers crossed that we can get one hired.
Thank you.
Bye,
Peter.
Animal control?
None.
No dogs this week? Yeah. Health officer? Everybody healthy? Harold?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to sign. I don't know what's going on here. It feels like there should be. There it is. Two there.
Oh, sorry.
They got stuck together. Here, you can have a big fat one. You can have a skinny one.
We got a lot of employees.
You do in the summer. remember going with my dad up to Juan Ingles's. She had a book. Everything was all circled.
Mm-hmm.
They'd look at the book.
Yeah.
She'd tell them, this is what you should look at right mm-hmm. here.
Well, nothing done on computers.
Or no, oh, no. All on book. Yeah, up at her kitchen table.
Yeah.
Have my father would take me up there with him.
Mm-hmm. And then Josie went here when she was there. Across the road.
I don't remember her. No. Wanda's the oldest one I remember.
Yeah. Wanda took over for after Aunt Josie. Yeah. Hers right in her hill somewhere.
Yeah. It's a different day.
Mm. Yeah.
Melissa does a good job of getting this out where we can understand it.
Yeah. Well, that's what you need.
I don't like it much when we have to send that check to school. That one hurts.
Yeah.
Was it 600 and something?
Three, 850.
850 three times a year.
Mm-hmm. Worst part
imagine
is,
that.
Worst part is if all the taxes aren't paid, the town has still to write that check.
Yeah.
Still liable for that money, which don't seem right. I've said over and over again, the only way you're going to stop the school system in this state is to stop writing them checks. But they put it in the law that even if we don't collect the school taxes that they imposed, right, their portion of tax is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
We have to collect it. We have to enforce it. Then we have to write it to them as a check. We don't get to keep any of it.
Yeah.
No handling fees, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, we get a little bit. We get a tenth of a cent on $100.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get any of that, really.
Can't count
but we're on the hook for enforcing it. And if somebody doesn't pay it, we're on the hook for selling their houses and getting the money, which I think is bullshit.
Well, no, and you paid up front.
You got to pay it up front.
You can't count your pennies no more because don't stop making them.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you can make pennies no more.
Cost 3 cents to make one.
I know, and I got thousands of them, I say, for 25 years.
It'll be worth someday.
Right.
Pass them along.
I'm hoping they're worth something.
They're worth 3 cents. Take them right up to All Metals up there.
You've got probably 600-700 pounds of pennies.
Right.
Jars and jars and jars.
I saw
put them back into circulation, they would not make no more.
That's right. That's right, Ricky.
That's why the cost went up.
I saw a guy.
That's why there's a shortage. Harold has all
that's right.
Did you look at this one, Hardy?
Well, when did your father join us?
I didn't look at that one.
You didn't?
No. I looked at that one.
You haven't looked at this one, but you're in this.
I'm on that one, so.
This makes me, every time that comes through these,
he died 86.
Makes my stomach turn.
I've never spent one.
Really?
No, whenever I go to the store and I get change, I don't never spend any change. I've got jars and jars and jars.
Careful. Six. Won't be advertising that. Although it'll take a lot of work, so probably nobody's going to steal that.
I was going to say, then they would have to take it and get it all cashed in.
Yeah. Too much work.
Oh, weren't there people going after copper pipes in houses?
That's right.
Yeah, that's helps.
We all go plastic now.
You know where Tommy O'Hare used to live, or Mashville just tore the house down. The house next door, remember old Harold Reed had it?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, when he passed away, moved out, left that house empty, somebody went in there and stripped every copper pipe out of the house. All the wiring.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
All gone.
There's been a lot of that going on over to Richford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. I got a speeding ticket the other day coming up. Yeah, so I was driving Richard's. He's got a 1-ton Duramax diesel. And that thing
was a nice smooth ride.
Wicked. Goes down the road so easy. Had a load of logs and a trailer on the back. Rounded the corner, but just past Ken Huntley's there. Apparently, according to that cop, I was going 68. So, and I knew, I saw him, I didn't think nothing of it. I'm not speeding, normally don't.
What were you singing to the Alabama song, Roll On?
I just puttering up through there, you know, felt like about normal. I lifted on the throttle a little bit because I'm going to make the right on the Blakeville, so I lifted there. And when I looked down, I lifted, and about a second half later, I looked down, I was still going 64. I said, and I pulled on Blake Bill, he pulled right by me, gave me a ticket. But I said I'd give me a ticket too, because I'm a 68, it's too fast, that truck. I don't know why it's going this fast. And I'm
Well, paying attention.
Just while paying attention, you know.
And these new ones go so fast, so easy.
We had a little discussion about.
You don't even know. You'd be going 70 miles an hour and don't even know you're moving.
Exactly. That's exactly how that truck is. It's a miracle. So, I talked to him about, for a bit there, and I said, well, you know, don't hurt my feelings to see you hanging around up here. And he said, why is that? I said, well, because of the free, all the unlicensed pharmacies we got running. Oh, he said, yeah, there's one, we shut the one down on Griggs Road.
Yeah.
But they moved over to Mary, he told me where they moved, something Lane.
Maple Lane.
So they moved to Maple Lane, he said, but we got our eyes on them. And then there was another one, he said, on Northwood.
Yep.
So he said we're working as best we can.
A couple of men.
Yeah, there's one down on Eden Fields out in there too.
You think there's one out in there?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Well, that's going to be get taken care of when they rip that bridge out. Right? Well, I have to go around Cooper Hill and get more stuff.
I don't think so. They haven't got all the details worked out yet.
They can't get that. There's some details about them driveways. They got some problems.
I think they got some. They came up with some what they're supposed to do, but the state hasn't come back. It's going to go on to Fruit Lane.
Yeah, if they get permission.
That only makes sense, right?
Yeah,
but so.
I think they still
got to
get the right way from that first house.
That's right. And they haven't got that yet.
Mm-mm.
And they may
Spruce
not.
Spruce Lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
So we're up to sign the orders, I guess.
Yep.
Up to the minutes. I looked them over. I didn't read them in super detail, but I didn't see anything awful.
I saw one thing.
You did?
Yes. Is that how you spell McNeil?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
I didn't catch that.
McNeill.
Is it two L's or just one? I don't know.
You got two L's.
You talking about Kyle?
Yeah.
You got two L's?
Yeah.
I got to go back.
McNeill's.
Well, I gotta find where it was now.
Which minutes is it on?
Well, I gotta find that. I didn't circle it.
It's one of the three.
It's McNeill's.
No,
that didn't look right to me, so.
Which minutes is it on?
Oh. It is on May 12th.
Yeah. Backside. It's on the backside. Saving paper.
Printing on the backside. I didn't think it was spelled right, so I think. I did read them.
Yeah. I read them, but I didn't catch that. I didn't catch the spelling thing.
Other than that, I didn't.
We had to have a special meeting the other week. 12th and the
26th. Yeah. That's what? Another thing, like, we're going to the select board. It used to be once a month we had a select board meeting in one of somebody's house.
Yeah, we used to have it at my dad's house.
It rotated. When your father was a select man, go up to your father's.
Yeah, then they finally built this place.
Yeah, and then they had Marvin Locke, he was a slight man, go to his house.
Yeah.
Stubb, he was a slight man for a while, go to his house.
Yeah.
Didn't have minutes of the meetings, you didn't have all this.
You weren't recording.
You still had the minutes.
Still had some minutes, yeah. There's still minutes from all the meetings. Handwritten, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all on the recorders. And
well, this is state law.
Yeah.
This just started about a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Less than a year ago.
We fought it pretty hard for a long time.
Really?
Been a couple of years.
Time flies when you have fun.
We fought it pretty hard.
Do you want to do the 512 one first?
512 one? The one with the changes?
Is The other one at 28, that we can do it, but it's got to be able to change this because it's not Clayton Bullard.
Yeah.
It's Clayton Whittemore.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good cat.
So there's another one. Okay. So we can do all the changes here.
Okay.
And then we can, so.
That's funny.
I'll make a motion to
was that 528?
Approve the minutes with the corrections for 512 and 528.
Yes, sir.
Spelling errors. Or
it's more like last name errors.
No, one spelling error, one last name error.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Looks like the ayes have it.
Wait, was that all 3 minutes? Or was that, just
that was all three.
Oh.
No, but the 26, I wasn't here.
Yeah.
So you, I have some things to vote on that.
Okay.
So
I'll make a motion to approve 526 meetings as written.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Butch abstained because he wasn't here for the meeting. All right. Highway Department.
You got one?
Any big updates? Or?
We're done sweeping. We took that back.
All good.
Most of the roads are graded and chlorided. We got Boy Scouts, South Pond, Greg's Road, and Camp Road left us. And Square Road left the grade and chloride.
Yeah, I come over Eden Mountain, it's pretty flat now.
Looks good. I hope it's got a crown to it.
Well, it packed right out. One of the potholes and the chloride packed it right out.
Yeah.
Our...
Oh, yeah.
So Ryan's been grading for the chloride. This week we haven't worked, so.
We have.
Yeah, that's why.
I've been hearing you.
You've been hearing me? Sure. I did today.
No, I didn't hear it. Wasn't there. I heard you.
I was there until 9 o'clock.
Last night.
Yeah.
The night before, it was about a day late.
There's a lot.
Sunday, yeah, last night was late.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot less stuff going on in the highway department. That's good.
Yeah. Well, there's stuff that needs to be done. We got to get things ready for the paving in July.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. North Road up there.
We're going to have to get that done. We got one culvert we're going to check out up there before that's done. Yeah. I'm almost thinking to dig it up and shove it up the hill a little bit, get it away from that intersection, because it's right tight to the intersection of the Camp Road and North Road.
Right.
So I could put it up the hill a little bit, and that way there people aren't running over the end of the culvert.
When they make the corner.
Yeah. Make that intersection a little bit more so when they come off the Camp Road, they can turn up the hill.
Easier, yeah.
Easier. And the watershed's down through, all leaned all to the inside right there on that corner anyway.
Yeah,
and there's a catch basin down there. So whatever, don't go into that culvert. But I'll run down through now. But
yeah.
That'll be the only one up there?
Yeah, that's the only
and
one
that
up
will,
there.
Then he'll be ready to do his the rest of his
yeah.
The blacktop.
And then when we get around to do the shoulders, I think we'll rent a shoulder machine right from Pink Equipment. They got a shoulder machine that'll go
yeah,
right down
that
there.
Yeah, that's a nice rig in there. I see them down
yeah,
up on the mountain road today.
Save
it's
a lot of
yeah.
time and hand work.
Well, yeah, you got so much help.
Yeah, I know.
Well, save a lot.
But I watched those guys on there. That
saves a lot of time. That saves money.
But it went right along with it. So it leveled right off.
And
the guy was just walking behind it. Just going down.
Yeah,
it's
worth nothing, but I'll come.
It's just like a paver will roll the bear belt.
Yeah.
And you pull it to the thumb, you sink your shoulder.
Yeah,
you know,
I can
like
take it from one place.
You want it just an inch over the top of the air. So for your compaction, you can go right along. I think it's also got a vibrator right on it.
That one there looked like it was doing everything.
Back, yeah.
Yeah.
Looked like it did everything right down through. But
yeah.
That
yeah, and that saved, you know, think about it.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
probably
you
do
how loyal
all of
is.
That a couple of days, whereas if you
yeah.
had to do it by hand.
I mean,
well, we've got a thing made for a truck.
Yeah.
You shoot tail, and when you got a drag, it goes long. But then you got to go back through with your compactor and level.
You might wish to rent that thing because it looked at me like it save a lot of time anyway.
Yeah.
Down through there.
Guess what?
Designed
time is money.
Yeah.
So if you save, spend a little money, save a lot of time, that's well worth it, right?
Yeah.
And did the bucket get on order?
No, I haven't gotten hold of the guy yet.
Okay, no, I didn't just ask.
We got a new guy that's doing mm-hmm. our territory now. So
okay,
he did stop. I just haven't made connection
no, I didn't
with
know
him. I called him.
Yeah.
I left a message, but the guy I called no longer works there.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
That's a common
yeah.
Where's so and so? They moved in there.
Well, no, I'm gonna. We get a rain day this week. I'm gonna pop them, even if I don't. I'm gonna pop the front tires off.
You know,
that new truck.
Yeah.
I'll get the summer tires on it.
Really
everything else is belt set.
Yeah.
and have Vic start calling me.
There you go.
At least try to make Ryan a little happy. So
all right. Yeah. Well, good. All right. So ratify additions and deletions. We don't have any.
Do we have any?
Didn't we have any additions and deletions in any of those?
No.
No? Awesome.
I thought we had one addition to some one.
I don't think so. I think we snuck it in under something else.
We snuck it in under something else.
Yeah, okay. I think we put it in none. Under another other, so there was none.
That's what I always say. Like in the winter good. Time, here I am.
Grant discussion, other.
4 o'clock, bang, 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 Ryan going off.
After that.
Well, in the room, 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been there nice and warm.
You're still working on the playground equipment stuff.
Find somebody, just that one person?
That one person, she's willing to come. Everything's included. We don't have to pay for their stay because I verified all of this. So I did ask that she, and we picked one place at.
And she's taking everything out, or we have to?
We have to take everything out and prep the site. But.
What do you mean by prepping the site? Just get the topsoil off so that they can go ahead and do their thing?
Yeah.
We're not going to do the digging for
the concrete work? No, any concrete or digging that needs to be, they'll do that.
Okay.
We just have to take off, like, the grass, the top layer.
So mark out the area that they want done.
Yep.
Who's toning that? Are they digging? They have toenails. They taking care of that? Are they paying?
Yeah, they're taking care of it.
They're calling Dig Safe?
Yep. She said that they would deal with all of that. I'll verify.
If we strip it, we'd have to call Dig Safe. Yeah. They may have to also, which they don't mark shit anymore. Yeah. So.
There ain't nothing.
Yeah, and it's now 5 to 10 days in there now. Just right on 2 days they come.
72 hours now.
Listen to the other day when they call. I think it's 5 to 10.
Sneak up there on a late evening rototiller. Dig safe.
There you go.
And we're looking into ADA swings and possibly a digger with.
Oh, one of those little.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe that'll keep from digging holes on the beach.
Yeah. But there's a couple of them diggers up there now.
Yeah.
We're gonna get an ADA one that.
So that goes on the edge, so that. There is a person that has a wheelchair.
You can push a wheelchair up to it. It'll be
around
the
edge.
Oh, there you go.
And
if you get it on wheels, we just put it on there because you would clean our ditches.
There. Put them to work.
That was part of that package?
No, she sent me that after, and then I'm still working on trying to get a price on mulch. No one's seeming to answer me.
I think we were right around $30,000.
So it's staying in the budget?
Maybe 32 with the swing and the digger. And then all you have is your mulch and whatever else you need to lay
so
down.
So it's still going to stay under the 40.
Yeah.
It should be. You're going to be in budget. So good. Good job.
And then we went with natural colors. I'm trying to print you a copy of it real quick so you guys
can. Natural colors for this.
So it's not bright.
Oh, it's like green.
It's still not light.
Green and tan.
Is it tan?
Forest green looks like.
Forest green, tan, brown.
Yeah, so it's not orange and red.
It's considered their natural.
Won't scare the kids.
Earth tone.
Earth tone.
They said natural. They called it natural on me.
You don't spoil the natural beauty, guys.
A lot of people with their zoning.
This
now,
is the one that we went with.
Where colors of houses have to meet earth tone color
up there.
Yeah.
No
so
bright colors.
It has like drums and things on it.
Oh, they flatten things. You ain't got to go up there. Look, it's nice and flat up there already. Look at it. Look how nice it looks.
Just because I
would.
There you go.
Are we already positive that there's nothing in the ground in the area we're expanding?
We're pretty sure.
You can call Dig Safe if you want and mark it out, and we can call Dig Safe and they'll go up there. But they won't mark it if it's a secondary line. You know what I mean?
Well, I got a metal detector. You don't want them to think there's nothing there, and they start digging, and there is something there.
The power company, I have to have them come do that, and then if I want anything else, tell them to add that on Target or whatever.
Right, I know where that goes.
You have to pay. Well, you just have these guys that go around all the way, but you got to pay them.
Right.
They'll do the primary. Like when they came out here,
I
gave him a lot of shit when he did that because the meter's on the building. So, but it went to the pole and then it went underneath. he wasn't going to mark it.
It's secondary.
It was secondary.
He only marks primary, yeah.
So what good does it do to call Dig Safe?
So nothing up there.
Don't mark it.
He would mark, don't mark it anyway, so why bother calling him?
Yeah. Well, you got to call him, because if you don't, you
hit
you get fined.
Yeah.
Even if you don't hit something,
if you hit
come out, you get fined.
If you hit your own stuff.
Yeah, it's $150.
If you hit your own stuff.
Even if you don't hit it.
Even if you don't hit it.
If you don't call it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. I can't.
Co-op did
that
with our place where they put
the... Changed this culvert over there, and the culvert's on top of the line.
Yeah.
Where the water ran through it, it took the coating off the top of the wire.
Yeah.
So when we took the culvert out, you could see the bare wire and everything, so we called the co-op. They come up and fixed it.
Mm-hmm. And
Dig Safe. I got a ticket.
Dig Safe fined $150.
$150 for not going Dig Safe.
How would they have found that? It's under a culvert.
They would have marked it all.
You think they would have marked
they,
it?
They would have marked it because that was a primary.
Oh, that was a primary.
Oh, so you didn't have... You didn't
well, how did they know it was there? How did they even know it was there? Just by looking?
Because it broke. And it was not in the co-op.
It wasn't...
With the ice going down over it. Catching on.
They took the coating where that bottom of the culvert was eaten out.
The conduit broke that, right off.
And it took this sheathing right off the wire and everything. Right. It's all green.
Mm-hmm.
But how would Dig Safe have found it? By the sparks?
No, they would have marked it.
They would have just marked it
and said
there was a wire.
We didn't break it.
I'm asking how would Dig Safe have any idea? How would they have any idea there's a wire there? How would they know? They got a map or something?
No, but because I didn't call them.
No, but how did they know? How would they have found it? They got a...
They would hook onto the thing and they would have...
Oh, they
would have marked it.
Signal down the tone.
But it still wouldn't matter. If we dug it up, they still would have done it. All it was is I did a no-no. The law is you're supposed to call Dig Safe before you stick a shovel, what hell do you say that?
Yeah. Before you get in the ground, 811.
811.
Call them up and tell them. That's crazy. Okay. All right, so we're up to Sheriff's Department contract for signature. Is that you?
Nope.
Oh, geez, we're making
He's
you wait.
Observing.
You're just observing.
So I'm running for state rep for our district here, so I figured I'd come and
all good.
To like board meeting. But I'm going to interrupt your proceedings.
Glad somebody's running or something.
So you're running for state representative?
Yes, sir.
Sheriff's Department
you
contract.
Do a good job?
Well, that's, I think I will. But, you know, okay. Maybe I'll be the judges after.
So we got a Sheriff's Department contract for signature. Oh, this is, we approved this.
I'll yes, I'll make a motion to sign it.
I'll second the motion.
This was in town report, right?
Yeah.
The dollar amount? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we verified it. It was the right dollar amount from the thing. Ricky's made a motion to sign it. I made a motion, seconded the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Yeah, the ayes have it.
Any idea what date it is? Nine?
Nine.
June, for Christ's sake.
Six. No, yeah. Don't rush the summer.
Summer's over.
Yeah.
4th of July is next week.
Okay, you chill.
And then it'll be deer hunting.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Can you guys let us enjoy summer a little bit?
Yeah.
And this was just...
Weeks of doing nothing.
This was... I don't know if you guys...
Yeah, I got my coffee with me.
This is in case we call them, how much it is an hour and all that
$77
stuff.
An hour.
Right, and no, that's another one I guess we got to sign. Or it's the same
one. Well, one goes to them, one stays here.
Right.
Yeah, and that's if they
come
in.
Well, there's two different contracts.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to sign both contracts.
And anything you buy, you obtain it, or anything in it, they get to keep it.
So
there's that
yeah,
one.
We signed that one.
Yeah, that's fine. But then you have this one.
Yeah. Dated at Eden, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
On this 9th day of June.
Yes.
Now, are you running against Mark Higley or Richard Westman?
Neither. So, Mike Marcotte is stepping down this year.
So... I don't think we get to vote for you, but...
You do. So y'all are the only Lamoille County town that's in the Orleans Lamoille district. So my my district, so our district is Coventry, Irisburg, Newport Town, Lowell, Jay, Westfield, and Eden.
So you're not, are you Mark Higley's, like, same as Mark, representative?
We're in the same district, yeah. So we're a two representative district.
Oh, I thought it was only
so,
one.
No, but, I mean, it's so huge, like, yeah. geographically and people-wise that it's split up.
So what party are you running with? Pushing us off over.
Republican.
Yeah. So you can thank Susan Bartlett for pushing us off over into Orleans County because too many red votes from here was messing up her shit in Mooresville.
So we just kind of put all of us together.
Well, like
so we can't make
there.
Much trouble anymore.
Huh? That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't want to water down the votes on the other end.
Right?
No. No, she wanted to make sure.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to make sure that they stayed buoy
mm-hmm.
down that way.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it.
Yeah, we don't want diversity of thought or opinion. We want to decide.
I think you gave me your paper.
Yeah, yeah. That's about right.
Sorry.
No,
didn't mean to get off track here.
I was keeping track of
I like to speak the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm losing track of everything.
Yeah, did you? That's all signed.
I just gave you both of them.
So here we got. This is the signed file, and all it is. Melissa, no, she keeps it straight.
She keeps it straight.
She does a hell of a job of it, too.
So
we
need, I'm kind of handing some of that off to Molly.
Do we need to sign the second one?
No.
I'll
just make copies of
there you go.
All the ones that you've signed.
Now it says interest allocations. Well, I'm not
yeah,
even,
I just want to clarify.
I forgot to mention
we
that.
Don't have a policy stating where the interest goes. But we from what I understand, most of it generally goes to the general fund, which is the select board fund.
Right, and then...
But there have been some other ones that have kind of stayed where they are.
Oh, is this for the...
Can't wait for Butch.
I had a guy call me last week.
Yeah.
He left some information. I figured Tim would be interested in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, so she wants to know about interest allocation.
Yep.
So we got a bunch of accounts that we have. Most of it goes to general fund.
I want to eliminate several more bank accounts that are unnecessary. And I need to know whether I need to track the interest for them. So... Generally, I think most of it is going back to the general fund by the end of the year, at least. Sometimes it's going back. One example is the new equipment fund has been staying in the new equipment fund.
Yeah.
I did have a conversation with Ricky, which Ricky didn't seem to think that it was a big deal if we just threw all the interest into the general fund.
Yeah, yeah, I think
yeah.
that's fine too. Makes sense to me.
I just want to clarify since there's really nothing in writing.
Isn't that the chunk that we always go to town meeting and say, what do you want to do with this? Put it back or whatever we do. We
yes.
have been doing that.
But
so,
we've
okay.
been mostly doing that with the CDs and the big interest.
Yeah, yeah. This is all the little.
This is just a little everyday regular bank account interest.
Yeah, it just goes back to the general fund, helps us pay the bills.
Okay,
yeah.
then I'm
perfect.
Gonna get rid of
yeah, because the other ones we put in the, on there for the taxpayers to see where they want to put it with
yeah.
the money markets. And the
right, this
yeah.
is the big stuff.
They want
so
to
and
take
then,
it
if we need
yeah.
extra money to pay down on our equipment stuff, we
yeah.
usually take it out of the.
Right.
General fund
general
anyway.
Fund
right. And the CDs are kind of kept separate by where they're coming from, so that we've just been dumping into.
Because I have to clarify them anyway and get them straightened out
mm-hmm.
on where
right.
they were going anyway,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll be nice to not have so many.
Okay.
Well, just
you can have all your accounts here. You don't need five accounts
right.
in the at the bank.
Right.
I don't know why they did it.
Minimal.
They
just,
did it back in the day. Added.
They didn't understand the accounting software really is all it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Software does it for you.
Software takes care of it.
Yes.
Love it. I don't know if you noticed the town report was like,
mm-hmm.
you're super easy to figure out
hopefully
what's going
it'll be
on.
Better than
hopefully
the
better
next,
next
month,
year.
Yes. More clear.
She's working on it all the time. Molly, too.
I'm not doing anything.
No, but you're freeing us. Freeing up the...
I was like, I'm not doing it.
You ain't taking credit for it, are you?
I ain't taking credit for that. That ain't me.
All right, so next thing on the list is purchasing policy.
Anything is wrong, you ain't going to take credit for it, are you, Molly?
So this...
Are you smarter than I?
Yeah.
So I think the current issue with the addition has driven some questions about our purchasing policy and if maybe we need some changes to it. I think that's what this is about, right?
You said at the last meeting you guys wanted
we
to...
We probably ought to at least
TV
take a look
changes.
And see what we think. And I mean, we have some...
Well, I think it was the bidden part.
It was the bidden part that we needed. I mean, so if you read this, it, you know, it says anything $5,000 more, you got to go out for bid, blah, 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 blah. But I think we've done that. I think we've done our due diligence. It does say here we can... not accept any of the bids or accept
right,
any or all of the bids.
Any and all
refusal.
You know,
yep.
Right.
Reject
once,
any and all bids.
But once we've got all the bids in place, we've given everybody a chance. We've put it in the paper. We've done everything we can do. I think we're abiding by this policy.
Yeah.
looks like to me. We've done everything, our due diligence, to get somebody in here to bid on this. So now that we've given the whole world a chance to bid on it, if they wanted to, put it in the paper, we've told everybody, we've kibitzed our friends, we've done everything we can do, I think it's up to us to go roll over some rocks like we just did with them two fellas and get some bids in here that we can make sense of.
I think it all in it, but you're not, the sealed bid part is not, sealed held bid this part. Was not done. My understanding, the only one, I wasn't here, but the only one that should have been kept, if you want to go by the rules, was Rick's, as a king. A bid, when you put a sealed bid in, the bid, it's in there, it's sealed from the, when they sent it out with your letter, Rick, we've been over this two, three, this is twice, I think, we've signed this and done this, and it's been the same, because it has to be a sealed bid into there, and this, just so because you're going into this IA and all this other, don't mean that it's going to be, this other is not right, it's not sealed bid.
Now you're reminding me.
Yeah, because I said that any of those that came through there, I'm not saying that anybody's in there, but he sent his sealed bid, I sent my sealed bid into there, and then somebody else emailed it, that's okay, I'm not saying it is in here, but I abided by it, but I don't know who see all the, he happened to print it out and happened to be here to see the bid in here, into there, and happened to say, well, that's not.
If I would have seen the other people's bids, I could have been way lower by doing it, but mine came in before everybody else's did, so
it was early anyway.
Mine was early anyways, but
that's no, I get it. Really the only thing that even saved any integrity was yours was here before anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but we need to, by emailing that, it's not right. That's not a sealed bid. I'm just saying every one of them should have been thrown out because they weren't.
We didn't ask for a sealed bid, though.
I know, but what do you, all right, and so I don't, so you're going to go what somebody else decides in here or what the board has signed in here when they sat down?
No, I agree with you.
What we'll have to do is from now on, we put something out to bid, it's clarified that
if we're going
to seal bid,
it's got to be sealed bid into there if you
if
want
we're
it to be
do
fair
a competitive
to everybody.
One like we did where you put it in the paper and all that. So we'll have to do it. We have to make sure we have the ad correct.
Yeah, it's got to be a sealed bid, and just like it says right in here, I think we've done this over twice, not that particular, but we've gone through this and changed on this twice. Yeah. I've signed on that.
Is there anything in here we need to change to allow us to do what we're doing? Or have we done our bid diligence? I feel like we've done our bid
diligence. What we did tonight wasn't really...
That ain't a sealed bid. That's a... Give us some numbers.
These people that are reached out...
We reached out to them
to see if we could do it cheaper than what...
That's right, than what our bids were.
This guy, we're going to see if this guy pre-built one is going to be cheaper than having somebody come in and stick build.
Right, so I think... You're saying the same thing. I said we've done our.
But we're not putting it out. The bid is not sealed. But we're not sending out the bids right now.
Right,
we were doing it in here to get to solicit a price on what we were doing with it, which we don't know what we're getting. We don't know if one of them's going to come back and give us the whole money in here. They're going to give us one first for that. They may decide to give us the vinyl, the windows, and everything. If we said sure, we'll be happy to entertain that. But if you're putting it out and putting it in the paper in
that's
here,
a different
that's
thing.
Putting it out the bids in here. Then it's got to be coming back to everybody in here. It's got to be a sealed bid.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with that. We screwed that up when we put it in the paper.
Why don't they screw it? I'm just saying in here when Melissa gave it to me to read. So I read the whole thing all over in here.
That's
I didn't
what you're
see
here
anything
for,
in. What's that?
That's what you're here for.
So I read the whole thing over and I said, well, that's it. And when into
it,
there, that that's so, not a sealed bid.
No. So that whole the whole thing
should
be thrown out. And guess what happened? We threw it all out anyways.
Yeah.
So. Because we decided not to take any of those bids, right?
I understand that in there, but...
But it wasn't because of that, but it was, we decided not to take any of them. Okay. But I think, as I read that, I think we're at a point now where we, as the board, we got to go turn over rocks and find people to...
We're just farming it out because we've now broken into the concrete, the digging,
But we don't need to go through the whole sealed bid process anymore. We've done our...
Solicit bids. You can solicit, and it says if you're going to solicit bids,
you got to be fair.
You got to do three.
Yeah.
So you could reach out to three contractors, just like what we do with the grants.
Yeah.
And they only had one that came back on the playground stuff.
Right. That's right.
So you reached out to three different ones. Two of them, same thing on Mary Dussel Road down there. Mm-hmm. For the engineering, we reached out to three different engineering. Only one game back with a price. So
what do you
you've done your due diligence by doing that.
So I think we're good.
So as long as
maybe, I was only the, maybe we the don't sealed bid was the only thing that I did that I read on that whole thing when I read it over. That
and
was,
we'll have to make sure.
In the contract.
Hopefully, we're not doing any more of these big things, and we won't have to do it again. But if we do, we got to make sure we put it in the paper.
Yeah.
Sealed bid by mail.
Yeah.
Unless we can find a technology way to handle that, which I'm not going to run around and try to find one. So it's mail works. Sealed bid works fine for me. But there are ways. I mean, I did the whole thing with the bank on my house and all that stuff.
I didn't see anything different. Like I said, we've done this twice.
Yeah.
We had,
was it
docked
or whatever
it
is?
Yeah.
It's like, then they print it all out to get mail at the app. So it's like, I know it's doable. It's just, I don't think this town is big enough to worry about it. But if you can't.
Oh, and then you go to try to open it at a meeting, there's an issue, you can't get into the bid.
I agree with you. If they can't mail it or drop it off, fine. You know, and put it in an envelope with a piece of tape on it. We did screw that up, Butch.
Well, nobody screwed it up. I'm just simply saying Melissa put that in here. I figured she wanted me to read it, so I read it over and I go, here's a loophole into here, and that's why.
So I don't think we need to make any changes.
I didn't see anything in there unless there's something you.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I read it.
Like I said, again. I think we've gone over it twice, and that's the second time that since I've been on that we went over it and made
just
some
tweaks. Just to make sure we're good. Yes, I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page with that. That was the thing. Discuss and set employee compensation rates for fiscal year 26 and 27 is the next thing. Now, do we normally do this? No, we only have to go offline for personnel discussions, right?
Usually we go into executive session for this.
Do we? I don't know. I forgot.
We always have, and then we come out to make so you can talk it over in there to find out where you are. I don't care how they do it, but I'm just saying so you can discuss it into there. Usually we go in and Rick abstains from his, but then we go around with everybody else's and try to figure it out, and then come out and go into try to figure out where we're going with everything. We go down the list usually.
Yeah.
Right.
But we gotta. Yeah. So one of the things we gotta try to do. This list here.
I did give you guys all.
This list here has a bunch of names on it with their pay rate. We should not associate jobs and names, right? The job is the job. And this job has a pay rate, whatever it is. If you're the chief.
You had. Where's the sheet?
This one here.
You got another one?
I don't. I only have one.
Oh, you probably gave me yours.
Oh, maybe I did. I had.
Listen,
some.
I got enough papers over here. Don't keep handing them to me because I keep reading. I said, "Well, I think I just read that. How come I got another one?"
Maybe when I handed the other papers over to sign.
So this is.
You probably got two personnel policies over there too.
Here's what's.
Give me that whole pile.
There's what's his. That's yours too. There's your. I already had one of those. That's yours too.
He's pushing it all off on you, boy.
I know it.
That's what he's here for.
He doesn't like to do his homework. He wants Butch to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Butch does a good. He keeps it straight. He reads all this stuff. He keeps it straight. Because I read it. But I read fast, and I miss stuff sometimes.
I want to know if you even opened your packet.
I sent you a note. I returned it. Didn't you see the note?
Yeah, you just said already.
Right, because you sent it to me on Thursday, and I thought it was Tuesday.
No.
It was Thursday.
Yeah, I sent it.
I said already. Yeah, I opened it that day.
Oh.
I looked at the whole thing. Try to figure out which parts make any sense, and which parts I don't have to worry so much about, you know. You forget, I have a full-time job. And she keeps pestering me with these packages.
Mm-hmm. Keep right on telling her. I have to give it to her all the time.
Yeah, somebody does. So this is the list. This is the list that I kind of like. And we did a pretty good job down here. Not that it's the right rates, but of the ranges for each job, right? I think that's kind of, we should keep focusing on that, right? It's not about who holds the job. It's, this is what we're paying for this job. I don't care who holds the job. I don't care if you've got the job or I got the job. This is what we're paying
for. What's she going to pay for it?
Right. And we're trying to bring some of these into the 20th century anyways, not the 21st yet, but we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's what we got to do. is going out. Like we have a auditor, some weird rate of 17.21, and I guess that's what we're paying a current employee.
No, I think.
I don't know.
You're paying them 18. What I saw on that.
Is 18.50 is the auditor?
I think one of them might be at 17.
No, neither of the two that we have auditors right now.
Right, but I think this should be.
Yes.
She started.
Or not the exact number, but a range, just like that. Every one of these jobs should have that range.
The access get paid.
Minimum wage.
$14.
$14 an hour to sit there and play the guitar.
I thought of applying that.
See, huh?
I thought of applying.
Well, I think he's supposed to do a little more than that. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not less efficient.
So, but you see what I'm getting at, right?
How do you want to do this? What you want to do? Go through each one?
That's what we did the last time. Yeah. Are we doing it open?
No, we're
going however you want to do it.
That's up to you. I don't care either way.
Yeah, we can pay less than minimum wage.
No.
I think probably we can go.
Well, you'll be lucky you're getting there.
We can go into executive session to hash through some of this stuff because we all know people that hold each of these jobs. So it does, it meets the criteria, right? Because you're going to be discussing somebody who
some personnel and some of this.
Well, I would personally like not to address people directly.
That's fine. That's
you know what I'm saying.
But we're going to be going auditor, assistant clerk.
Yeah, I know.
No, so let's do it. We got to go down. Yeah.
Okay, Melissa, I think we're gonna because some of these touch people. And they do, even though some of them are just jobs. They're all just jobs, but many of them touch people. Mm-hmm. We need to be in executive session, I think, to discuss, chew them over.
Okay.
So I don't know the...
Yeah, I'm getting it. We got,
is that one printed out
of there? There's a whole statute that you have to quote. Mm-hmm. See? You know.
You think you don't remember it by now?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
No, he's just the same one.
I can barely find my way home.
Because it has to do with personnel and this, put us at a competitive disadvantage. We have to go into executive session, then make a motion, go into executive session. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yep. I chair the school board in Coventry on the NCSU, so
I can't find it.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna take care of it then. I'm going to make a motion pursuant to the appropriate statute. Because of personnel discussions that we go into executive session.
BSA 33 something.
H 30 whatever.
313.
Yeah.
Who are we inviting? I'm asking you.
That's up to you. Whatever.
No, stand up to me.
Yeah.
I don't care who stays. Who goes?
Yeah.
Probably you guys. Yeah.
Usually it's just the three of us into here because nothing against.
It'll just be us.
So usually, the select board is going into executive session.
Then everybody will come back out when we go into this and run down the
H313, and only the exec board is going to sit in on the on the meeting.
Okay.
You taking me and Molly on?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you record. Well, I guess
no.
I don't have to.
Stop it.
Take notes if we need to.
Okay, we've returned from executive session. Excellent conversation. No decisions were made. I guess that's it. Meeting is back in order, or whatever it is. All right. So the next thing, we're all still on Section D, employee compensation rates for the fiscal year 26-27.
And we've set the new rates.
And we've decided that we're going to make a decision right now. We didn't decide anything. We've come up with some things, and now Butch is going to make a motion.
Okay.
Because he has all what we kind of figured out best we can written down.
Okay. So we've gone to we'll start at the top in here. We decided that the auditors... It's going to go down to 19.
Up.
I mean, up to 9. Sorry. Up to 9. Sorry. I got it. Yeah, no.
Sorry.
It's in there to 19 in there.
The health officer is going to go from this thing from one scale to 120 to 150. The civil board, the election workers, and the constable, we're going to go to $19 an hour. We're leaving at this point right now the solid waste supervisor as it is right now, leaving the lifeguards and the beach manager and assistant manager to as they are.
We had one.
You're in there. I'm like, I can't get it out.
Oh, I can get out. I'm good. I'm out.
The rates are going to stay where they are, right?
Yeah, the rates are staying.
I'm hoping one of you is going to give me one of these papers with all your stuff.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can copy it.
That's okay. Yeah, no, but I think I've got it down. And then
I have it, so you can help.
Then we're going to leave the lifeguard and the beach manager and the assistant manager. We decided the same. And then with the employees into here for the employees that we.
Oh, you didn't do the. The rate changes or the range changes.
Oh, the range. Okay, yeah.
For the road crew.
Yeah, they're full-time employees. For the we've changed the range from 22 to 36. Part-time with CDL from 20 to 28. We've combined the part-time CDL skilled and the part-time CDL unskilled in there to combine the one that will go from seven. They're going to go from up to. Well, actually, we're not the same. So, but they're going to be from 1750 to 22.
No, 15.
We decided to consolidate those two positions, skilled and unskilled.
Yeah.
And go from 15 to 22.
Okay. So both of them are going to be the same.
This
so
part-time, no CDL.
Part-time, no CDL.
And no CDL, skilled and unskilled.
We're just going 15 to 22.
Yeah.
That gives them a good range to hire. You know, if somebody knows a little something, you can pay them more. If they don't know nothing, you pay them less. Right, and then road commissioner, we change. That's going to be, bottom stays the same, top goes to 40. And we changed, you missed one up top there. Where's clerks that? And assistant clerk, we changed.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me, I got a scribbling all
19 to 26.
Yes, for assistant clerk, and clerk has gone from 20, I don't know.
28 to 34.
Right, for the range of pay.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, so we'll work on that later. So then, the next sheet is the sheet where we have all actual have people on it, and this is public, so we can put it on the recording, whatever. Mm-hmm. So where are we at? Ricky Morin as road commissioner, 35. Ryan Morin as whatever he is, road
full-time employee.
Full-time employee, yeah. 32. Harold, Steve, Josh, Robert, and Travis all are.
Travis is no longer.
Yeah, Travis is no longer.
All stay the same because they are they're Ricky's problem. If he wants to pay, they have a range over in the other sheet, so he can pay them more or less if he wants to. That's within as long as he's within
so
the range.
They'll tell me if we need to change.
They will tell you.
Yeah.
Melissa, you're going to 32. Molly, you're going to 24. Julie and Leslie, based on the rate changes from the other sheets, are both going to 19.
I don't think we do that. You do her scale, her Molly's. Because usually, in the past, you've done it, right? That's who does it?
Well, it's kind of in a very specific amount for each person anyway, so.
Okay.
Anyways, so that's where we're at. So somebody, that's a motion, I think. Is that a motion?
No, I think it's just going
that
to
whole mess. Great. No, I think that's just what we're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm abstaining from anything.
He's abstaining anyways. But that's what we discussed, and now we've...
For
26.
Yeah, 27. Yeah.
So I guess the board has set the rates for 2026, 27. I don't know when it happens, when it starts. I don't know what...
July.
July 1st.
I thought we were moving to January.
No.
You got to wait.
The only thing that was still January was time, and we switched that. Yeah. Or everything's July now.
Everything's July.
Yeah, everything's fiscal, July, so change, everything's on a fiscal year.
So that's what he was saying.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Their time does change, so they get their allotment stuff starts in July.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that last
so that's that.
With that being said, is there any chance to, like, with my vacation that I have left, use it throughout the summer, like, as I'm taking time off
or would you
instead of paying it out? That's up to these two.
It's the same money.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's not. It's not the same.
Actually,
because if you work a day and take a day, then we pay you for 2 days. But if you take the day off, we're only paying for one. That's government.
I'm not. I'm not following him tonight.
I don't think he's following himself tonight.
Government accounting, right there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's government accounting.
We're all tired.
Double dipping here.
No, but if you get paid at the end of the year for 10 days vacation, and you worked every day all year, then we paid you for a Thursday that you didn't take off, we paid you because you worked, and then we paid you for that same Thursday.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the year.
Yeah.
But if you take the time off, it's actually less money out of the town's pocket.
Okay.
So take your time.
Right, but he's asking if he can roll over his time instead of me paying him out.
I don't want to screw your
No, it doesn't. I just need to know. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah. When I roll it, I'll set, instead of paying you that, I'll just set it onto your, usually I'll just add it in,
you
like,
roll up
I did
the next
some
one.
Last year.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Yeah, it's either into there where we can go into there, because I don't think we're changing anything into there. Either he chooses he'd rather just work 3 days, take 2 days of his sick days, makes it up, and he's using it up the same way instead of getting it all in one lump sum, and then he's got to figure out each
week.
Well,
it's vacation,
right?
not sick day. He doesn't get paid out for sick.
Vacation,
So, but anyways, I want to make that clear for
vacation.
Because I'll use up my sick time and that throughout the next few years.
Yeah, it works.
I don't think it's anything in
the...
I think the policy says they need approval.
Okay.
Like
so just check on that to make sure that in there. But I'm.
All it says is you guys need to approve it.
Okay, that's fine in there. Cause it's not benefiting anybody in there. May benefit.
I'll ask Ryan if you want.
It'll be better for you if he takes as long as he actually takes time off.
Financially, it's actually a win for the town for him to take the day.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So as long as it works out for everybody, so it works out for that.
I got no problem.
So then I will make myself a note, and I will roll your time over.
Okay. I'll ask Ryan if he wants to roll his over, if he wants a lump sum.
Yep, just tell him I need to know, and we only have two more paychecks before the end of the week.
Okay.
I have to pay it out on that second.
I mean, I'd be fine without doing it long term. I just want to make sure I leave enough time in there, so I follow the town policy of 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Keep my intro.
And could you look that up for us? How many hours you got to work? Because I know we had a big to-do about that, and we changed some policies, and we did some stuff a while back. But I want us to know.
40-hour work week for benefits.
Yeah.
Right, but how do we
calculate
all
that? All employees have to have 40 hours a week.
We're not that specific.
But you can do just like
I
can.
Say as long as you're using time and you're not taking unpaid time, you're still hitting 40 hours.
Yeah, because that's how most companies are. You get that into there.
I'm thinking about, let's say he only works, don't take vacation or nothing, but he only works 36 hours a week. All summer, but he works 60 hours a week all winter, and he comes up with 2,050 hours for annual. That's 40 hours a week.
Your policy says 40 hours a week,
yeah.
But your road commissioner is not bound by your policy.
I know that.
So,
I got no limits.
It's not going to matter, is all I'm saying.
No, but I'm just saying.
Maybe we
should look at that policy
and
say,
how would you? How
2,050 hours a week.
I want to be this. I feel I treat myself as an employee,
right?
So I should follow the same guidelines as an employee. I guess that's what
I would say if I was you, as long as you're putting time in and you're being paid for 40 hours, I would say taking unpaid time off is not what you're asking
for. All right, but you're missing. My question is, at the end of the year, if his total hours is 2,040,
that's not what
which
you
is a 40 hour week. I know. We need to look at that.
That's why I said if the policy.
It's not specific.
We need to look at it.
It's got
to
look at an hour in their hours in there to stay at a year.
Well, you would have to change your wording and say average 40 hours or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I'm just throwing that out there because it might work for us.
But I don't think it's going to be a problem for him.
It ain't a problem for him. It works 100 hours a week now.
Okay.
So I don't think there's an issue there.
I don't.
Okay.
I took off all weekend.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You did? I didn't even do that.
I didn't really. I went to a goddamn horse show. And
I went to a horse show?
Yeah, I'm like green.
I don't like horses. So, We got to appoint some. So now that we got that passed out, that's always the hardest thing, just for everybody listening. That's the hardest thing we have to do.
Most stressful part of the whole thing.
Stressful part of the whole job right there. Now it's done. I'm a happy guy. Happy as I get. So we've got to appoint somebody.
We already appointed them.
We already appointed them.
Apparently we didn't fill out the paperwork.
Yeah, we didn't fill out the paperwork for our
Lamoille Fibernet representative.
So it's
Carrie
Earl. Yeah.
So
we just wish we get no information back from Fidium or no contact. So.
Well, they're all done.
Well, I don't think they're all done. I see they're trying to.
They're done what they're going to do.
They're done what they're going to do, but yeah, they didn't do it to what they were supposed to do.
They
we asked them questions, and now we get no phone calls back.
But we did.
Stuff is buried right in the road.
But we did get our $50,000 back.
You did?
We did.
They didn't need it because,
nobody signed up for it. So, and then this is.
Would put it in and
I believe this is FYI.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't need to address it. Okay.
This is going forward?
This is going forward, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Move on.
Yeah. Did you read it?
I did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty funny that in here because I couldn't figure it first. I'm reading the whole thing all through and I'm going, oh, that's what the, all
these. Yeah, I didn't know how to put it together. So
No, that's okay. So I said, oh, okay. So now I went through and then I had to go. And then I went through. So then I go back and forth. I read it.
Chuckle. It made me chuckle.
Yeah, I was going, huh, okay. That's in there.
It is what it is.
Ricky, under others, do you
want to
tell them about whatever
the
package
is? Yeah. So I figured that you'd be interested in that. I had a guy call me last week and wanted to know if we had an old diesel truck. It was non-emission. So I said, yeah. He wants to know if we would be interested, which I'm not, but taking that old truck, he would take the transmission out of it and put electric motor on it.
To drive the truck.
And you could use that as a, it'd be like a locomotive engine. That diesel engine would run the generator, which would drive the truck, but you could have plug-ins on it, and you could use it for a mobile generated unit. So if somebody
power
was out of power here or at the garage,
what is this? Who finances this?
Some guy he's trying to patent this, and he's got to get somebody, some type of municipality who would be willing to.
Why didn't you just go buy a truck? Just go buy an old truck. Tell him come up to my house. I got an old truck. Needs motor.
I think he needs to for a minute. Is this
for me to take home and read?
You can. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
He left it with me. I looked at it. It looks like to me that.
Well, if he could put an old fashioned mechanical diesel in the truck to drive his generator.
Yeah.
Then yeah, but if he's still going to be using this Tier 4 ship, it doesn't buy anything. Your diesel's still going to run.
Yeah.
I don't understand his
theory.
I said, you're going to make the truck electric?
Well,
it's going to run on the diesel. And the diesel's going to make, he's going to put a
motor,
generator. Where the transmission is.
Generator motor, yeah.
And then you'll put a electric drive motor on the rear end.
Or whatever.
That electric drive motor will power.
Right.
Be like a
forklift. His pitch doesn't make much sense. We want your headache truck. If it's got a finicky DAF system and all this stuff. Then it says, we're building, blah, blah, blah. Instead of forcing you to buy another brand new fragile electronic truck, we will upfit your existing aging fleet vehicle. He said, oh, we want your headachy truck, then we're going to use your headachy engine to drive my fucking generator. Yeah. No. Sorry.
I listened to him a little bit. I didn't understand it. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. To me, anyways.
No, it don't make any sense to me. Why would you take a truck and run perfectly fine?
But he says, we want your headache truck. Then the next paragraph says we're going to use your engine to drive your generator.
Yeah.
Well, what? That don't get me out of the headache. That diesel's still fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Buck, you're up.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. Favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nobody.
Nobody's opposed.